Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Vav. We're beginning three lines from the top, Ayin Vav and Aleph, and B'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off the seventh parak today. Tanu Rabban, we're learning the following brisa. Harei ze gitech, the man tells his wife, this is going to be a get, and he puts the following condition on it, Amenas shetishamshi es abo shteishonim, v'amenas shetoniki es bini shteishonim. Either the condition is that you'll go and serve my father for a two-year period of time, the husband says, or that you'll go and nurse my son for a two-year period of time. So this brisa tells us, afal pi shelo niskai matnai, even though the tanai has not been fulfilled, nevertheless, the Tanakhama over here, Rav Meir, says, harei ze get, because, lefi shelo amar lo, im tishamshi, im lo tishamshi, im toniki, vim lo toniki, divrei Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir holds, as we've learned in the previous shurim, the tanai kofel requirement. And then you have to say the positive and the negative. And you have to therefore say, if you will go and serve my father, if you will not serve my father, if you will go and nurse the son, or if you will not nurse the son, if you don't use the tanai kofel, both the positive and the negative, the hain and the lav, so then Rav Meir holds it's not a valid tanai. If it's not a valid tanai, then he just gave her the get, harei ze gitech, and therefore, in fact, this is a valid get, divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds that it is a perfectly good get because he didn't say the proper way to say the tanai, so therefore the tanai falls off and the action of giving the get stays in place. Chacham disagree, of course. Chacham omrim, no. Niskayim ha-tanai, if in fact the tanai is mukuyam, in other words, if she goes and serves the father for 2 years or she goes and nurses the son for 2 years, so then it's a valid get because the tanai was fulfilled, there is a get. But if not, then it's not a valid get because they don't hold the tanai kofel is necessary, and therefore if he said, if you will go serve my father, if you will go nurse my son, if she does it, it's a get. If she doesn't do it, it's not a get. Then you have Rishim Gamaliel. Rishim Gamaliel omer, Ein l'cha t'nai b'ksuvim she'enu kofel. There is no t'nai anywhere in the ksuvim, anywhere in Tanakh, that is not, by definition, a t'nai kofel. Now, what does Rav Shimon Gamliel mean? First of all, where do we find it in Tanakh? So Rashi in Dibra Maskel, Ikud Yamre, tells us that we find in Tanakh, in a number of places where t'nai is done, and it's automatically, by definition, a t'nai kofel. For example, he says, Oz tinoke me'olosi, when Avram tells Eliezer, go and find the shidduch for Yitzchak. He says, if you find, fine. If you don't find, then that's fine. If you'll be free from the shvua. And likewise, it says, im shachav, im lo shachav, in regard to a woman, if she was, Rachman al-Islam, a sotus, if she slept with the person, if she didn't sleep with the person. And Rashi gives other examples as well. And therefore, the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamaliel is that all the times it's written in the Torah, it's always a t'nai kofel, not only with the B'nai God and the B'nai Ruvain, but always it's a t'nai kofel. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, who is Rav Shimon commenting on? Is he commenting to the Tanakhama of Meir, or is he commenting to the Chacham? The Gemara says, there's two possibilities to understand it. Ikud Yamrei lo l'Rav Meir komalei, v'ikud Yamrei l'Rabbanu komalu. He could be saying his comment to the Chacham, or he could be saying his comment to the Tanakhama of Meir. So let's start off with the Tanakhama. Ikud Yamrei lo l'Rav Meir komalei, that Rav Shimon Gamaliel is responding, in fact, to Rav Meir. Rav Meir, you said that this is not a t'nai kofel, and therefore it is not considered a valid tanai, and therefore the get is just given, and the get therefore takes effect. So v'holchikamali, this is what Rav Shimon Gamaliel responds to Rav Meir. He says, "Ein l'cha tanai b'ksuvim she'enu kofel." Wherever we find in Tanakh a tanai, it's always by definition doubled up, and therefore v'havelu shnei ksuvim ba'im ki'echod v'chol shnei ksuvim ba'im ki'echod ein melamdin. This is a classical case of the Torah repeating itself when it wasn't necessary. If the Torah had just said it in one place, so then I would understand that that's a paradigm, that's a binyanav. In all other places, the same thing applies. If the Torah just told me in one place, let's say the first place that it's written, that it should be a t'nai kofel by Avram and Eliezer, so if it teaches me a t'nai kofel over there, it doesn't have to teach it to me anyplace else, and I would know that always when a t'nai is made, it should be a t'nai kofel. But then it goes and tells it to me by a sotan, it tells it to me in other places, and it tells it to us by the B'nai God, B'nai Ruvein. So therefore, since it's something that's repeated, it's shnei ksuvim habayim ki'echad, which isn't necessary, so the fact that the Torah brings a second, third, fourth, and fifth pasuk that comes and teaches me this t'nai kofel, it comes to teach us that it's amelamdin. In other words, that you don't always require a t'nai kofel. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is telling Rabbi Meir, no, you do not require a t'nai kofel. So that could be one possible way to interpret and understand Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. The other way is Ikud Amre, that Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is saying, L'Rabbanan Kamalu, he's telling to the Rabbanan. V'Alikamalu, this is what Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is telling to the Acham. You're saying that you don't need a t'nai kofel? No, Ein L'cha t'nai b'ksuvim, she'enu kofel. It always requires to be doubled, hain, v'lav, the positive and the negative, and therefore, v'gamrina minayu, and therefore, that's the way it always has to be. And therefore, you Chachamim are wrong in saying that it didn't have to be a t'nai kofel. So again, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel could be the arguing with Rabbi Meir, or he could be arguing with the Chachamim. Now the Gemara says, Raminu, but wait a second, we got a problem from the following brisa that seems to contradict this. This brisa says, Harei ze gitech amanash shetishamshi es abo shtei shonim. or Amenashe Toniki as Bini Shnei Shonim. This bright says the same seeming scenario where the husband says to the wife, this will be your get if you in fact go and serve my father for 2 years, or if in fact you go and nurse my son for 2 years. And then this bright adds on another scenario. The father Nebuch dies, or the son, the child that's being nursed, Nebuch dies before the 2 year period is up. So the Tanakhama, Rav Meir says, ain't no get. Divi Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that it's not a get in this situation. Now, Rav Meir should say that it is a get because it wasn't a Tanai Kofel over here, and therefore the Tanai falls off, and then it should be Hareza Gitech, and it should be a valid get. So Rav Meir seems to say over here that it's not a get, implying that you don't need a Tanai Kofel over here. So it's going to be Kashi, Rav Meir, and Rav Meir. In the previous Brisa, Rav Meir said that you do require a Tanai Kofel, and therefore, if there's no Tanai Kofel, the Tanai falls off and you're just left with the giving of the get. And here, there's no Tanai Kofel seemingly, and therefore, the get should be a good get. But he writes, ain't no get over here. So there's a steer, Rav Meir, Rav Meir. So that's the first part over here. The Chachamim will be a steer in the Chachamim. The Chachamim over here say, Aval Pishalo Niskayim Atanai, even though the Tanai is not fulfilled, Haray is a get. Here the Chachamim say it is a get. So that seems to imply that it's a get over here no matter what. Even when the Tanai is not fulfilled, it's a valid get. And before, the Chacham said it's only a valid get if the Tanai is fulfilled. So it's going to be a Kasha, the Chacham and the Chacham. It's going to be a Kasha, Rameir, Rameir. But let's finish off the Braisa. Yecholu, he should tomalau. The reason why over here is because she could say to him, Ten li avich, asham shenu. Ten li bini, bincha, vani kenu. Because she can say to the husband, listen, your father's dead, Nebuch, but bring your father to me and I'll serve him. And Nebuch, the child is dead. Said, bring the child to me and I'll nurse him. So, therefore, we seem to have a steer over here, Kasha the Rameir of the Rameir, and Kasha the Rabbanan of the Rabbanan. Both seem to be inconsistent. There seems to be a steer between the Rameir's opinion here and the previous Brisa, and the Chachamim's opinion here and the previous Brisa. And we'll resolve both of them now. The Rameir, look, Kasha. The fact that Rameir before said you need a Tanai Kofel, here he seems to say you don't need a Tanai Kofel. No, that's simple to reconcile, because Hasom is a low Kofle Tanai. In the previous Brisa, he did not go and double up the Tanai, but here he did. It didn't say he didn't. So here, you would answer that he did do, in fact, a Tanai Kofel. If he did a Tanai Kofel, and in that situation, the Tanai would be valid, and therefore the woman would have to go and serve the father or nurse the child. And since they didn't, because the father died and the son died, the child died, so therefore, ain't no get, because the Tanai wasn't fulfilled, but it wasn't the problem of Tanai Kofel. So the way we'd answer the steer on Rameir is here it's talking about where he in fact did a Tanai Kofel in the second Brisa, and the previous Brisa, he did not do a Tanai Kofel. And likewise, the Rabbanan is not a steer of Rabbanan, the Rabbanan Lukasha, because Man Chachamim Dacha, who is the Chachamim in the second Brisa? It's Rav Shimon Gamliel. This Brisa, the Chachamim Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Omar, he says, as we had in the previous Mishnah from yesterday, the Omar call Akava, She'ena, Heimena, Harezaget. If the wife did not do anything, remember we said, if the wife wanted to service the husband's father, but the husband's father said, I don't want you to do it. And not because she got him angry, not because she did something wrong. The father said, I don't want her to serve me. So therefore, it wasn't her fault. So there, Rosh Hashanah says, therefore, it is a valid get, even though this night was not Mekuyim. So to here in this Brisa, it's because the Nebuch, the husband, or the child died, and that's why she can't do it. So that's not a Nakava that comes from her. That's Nebuch, a Nakava that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the father and or the child died. And therefore, this is the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, that it's a valid get. Okay, so we reconcile the two steers. But everybody, we have another Braisa. The Braisa says as follows, Amar lo bifnei shnayim hareza gitech. If the man, the husband, says to his wife, this is your get, and he adds on, Al minas shetishamshi es abba beishonim, that you will go and serve my father for 2 years. And then he changes his mind. And then he goes and tells her in front of two different witnesses. And he says, I raise a gitech, this should be your get. Amanash didn't leave us zuz. Did you give me 200 zuz? Now, he didn't retract the first one. He just seemed to give a second condition over here. So the din is, the Brisa says, lo bitel divrei acharon esarishon, the second condition that you'll give me 200 zuz doesn't nullify the potential for the first condition that you should serve my father for 2 years. In either way, if she does either one, rotzo misham shoso, rotzo nosenes lo masayim zuz, and it'll be a valid get. Because there are two options over here. The second one doesn't negate the first one. The Rosh actually has the gears that it's flipped around. The first condition was the 200, and the second condition was that you serve my father. But halach lamaisa doesn't make any difference over here. In any event, the Tanakama over here holds that she is able to go and do whichever one she wants. As opposed to, in the next scenario, Avol, If the husband said in front of two witnesses, this is your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. But then he changes his mind, but doesn't give a different condition. He adds to this condition. Because of Omar lo b'fnei shnayim, he sells in front of two witnesses, this will only be your get, that you give me 300 zuz. So he upped the amount. Here you can't say, well, 200 would be good, 300 would be good. No. Here he's changed it. He clearly doesn't want 200 anymore. He wants 300. So therefore, in this scenario, b'tel divrei achronus rishon. Here, clearly, the second condition that you have to give me 300 nullifies, goes, and essentially erases the first condition that you give me 200. And then the Brisa says, the ein echo min harishonim v'echo min achron mitztarfim. And if you wanted to prove that this get wasn't the valid get without the conditions being fulfilled, you cannot bring one of the people from the first condition and combine them with one of the people from the second conditional get giving to go and say that this get was given al tanai. Now, Gemara says, this last statement of this Brisa, that ein echo min harishonim v'echo min achron mitztarfim, does it go on the second case or the first case in this Brisa? Ahai. Which one does it go on? Eli Masev goes to tell me, it goes on the second case, where first he said, this should be a get if you give me 200 zuz, and then he changed it and said, this will be a get if you give me 300 zuz. So if you can tell me, it goes on the Seifa, and Ein Echad Min Rishonim, the Echad Min Achronim, it's Tarfim, so that doesn't make any sense. Eli Masev, Harei Batel. So obviously, the second group of witnesses to say you have to give 300, that absolutely nullifies the first one, because you can't give 300 or 200. He's now saying 200 is no longer acceptable. The price went up. It's now 300. So obviously you can't be talking about combining one of the people from the first Eidus of 200 with one of the people from the second Eidus of 300 because the first Eidus is Batel. So that can't be. So obviously El HaReisha, it's going on the Reisha where the condition was first Tishamshi Abot Beishonim and then it was give me 200 Zuz. I'm an Ashtetit Limosayim Zuz. So that's what it's going on. More questions is it says, Pshita, how could you combine the two witnesses? One witness is saying that it's a 200 zuz requirement, and one witness is saying it's a 2-year requirement. So, of course you can't combine them. They're saying different things. Shmuel says, no. Ma'alutema, I might have thought that since both of them are coming to be Mekayim a Tanai, L'kiyum a Tanai, they're both coming to say that this get was only given us Tanai, albeit each of them is saying about a different Tanai, Mitztarfin, since either of the two Tanayim is actually a good Tanai. If you want to serve for 2 years, that would be fine. If you want to give 200 zuz, that would be fine. So you might have thought that you actually could combine the Adam from the first group and one of the Adim from the second group, one of the Adim who says that it was a 2-year commitment to serve the father, and one of the Adim said it was a $200 zuz commitment, so then you might have thought that they could be combined, Kamash will learn that they can't be combined. As Rashi says, Mal detema, Hol umikayim gita b'chad mehani tonight, since either of the two tonight makes it into a valid get, either she serves the father for 2 years, or she gives him $200 to the husband, so hevelu kichad tonight, you might have thought it's one tonight. This is a valid get if you fulfill a tenai, and therefore the whole sahadi minisadi l'kiyume tenor the high gita litzdarfu. You might have thought that you could combine them in this situation. Therefore, kamashulon the chiddush or the end of the brayse is that you can't combine them even in this situation where each of them is being makayim the tenai in the get. Okay, next mishnah. Harei zegita, if a man tells his wife, "This is your get," and he adds to it only, however, in lo basi mikan ad shloshim yom v'hayaholech miyuda l'golo. It says. Now, the way we're going to learn the Mishnah, when we learn the Mishnah, is going to be different than the way the Gemara learns it. So therefore, I'm going to learn it the way the Mishnah understands it. And then, when the Gemara asks the questions of the Mishnah, the Gemara will revise the understanding of the Mishnah. So in order for us to flow the Mishnah and the Gemara properly, I'll read the Mishnah with the Hava meaning that the Gemara has, how to understand the Mishnah. And basically, what the Mishnah is telling us is that the person said, this will only be a get if you go from Yehuda to the Galil. And if you go to the Galil, and then I don't come back in 30 days, so then this is a valid get. Harei zegitech, if I don't return after 30 days of you being in the Galil. He's going from Yehuda to the Galil. Vayaholich miyudu l'Galil. So the Mishnah tells us, Higia liantifras. Now that we're working right now on is in the Galil. It's not in Yehuda. That's the assumption we have right now. So the person, in fact, went to the Galil, and now the clock starts ticking, 30 days. V'chazer, and he comes back within 30 days, Batel Tano. He, in this situation, is not giving her a get because he said it's only a get if I don't come back from the Galil in 30 days. And in fact, he did come back from the Galil in 30 days. He went to the Galil, so the clock starts ticking, 30 days, and he came back within the 30-day period of time. So therefore, he nullifies this get. Batel Tino, the Tanai didn't take effect, and therefore, this is not a valid get. The get's only a valid get if the Tanai took effect. He was Mavatel the Tanai, because he came back within 30 days of getting to the Galil. Similarly, in the second part of this Mishnah, we'll have the same exact thing with the opposite scenario. Harei Zagitech, the husband says to the wife, this is your get, Im Lobasi Mikanach Shloshim Yom, V'hoya Holech B'Galil Yehuda. Here, he's in the Galil, and he's going to Yehuda, the opposite from being in Yehuda and going to the Galil, and he goes to this place, V'gil Kfar Usnoi, which is a place, right now we're assuming, in Yehuda. So he goes from the Galil to Yehuda, he reaches his place, and V'chazer, and he gets back within 30 days. So to Ovir, Batel Tano. Exactly the same scenario as the first part of the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah. This second part is the reverse, but exactly the same idea, that he's going from place A to place B. As soon as he gets to place B, the 30 days starts to kick in, and then, if he doesn't come back in 30 days, it's a get. But as long as he comes back within 30 days, once he's in place B, so then it's not a valid get. So both the Reisha and in the next section over here, when he goes to Usnoi, we're working on the fact that Usnoi is in fact in Yehuda. The Kfar Usnoi is in Yehuda. So he did go from Galil to Yehuda, and he came back within 30 days. And therefore, it is batel to know. It's not a valid get because he didn't fulfill the Tanai. So the Reisha and the Seif over here, these first two cases are identical, just mixing the two cases from Yehuda to the Galil and the Galil to Yehuda, and that Antifras is in the Galil and Kfar Usnoi is in Yehuda. Fine, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah, almost the same thing. He says, "Arei zegitev, this should be a get in lobos mikara shoshim yom v'hoya olech l'medina sayam." Again, the same scenario here. We're working with the understanding that he says this will be a get if once I go to Medina Sayam, once I leave Eretz Yisrael, if I'm not back within 30 days, it's a valid get. And here we're saying that Akko is Chutz La'aretz. So he reached Akko, so he fulfilled the first part of the Tanai, that I went outside Chutz La'aretz, so the 30 days starts counting, but then he came back within 30 days, V'chazar. And therefore, this is also batel tano. So the Reisha, the Mitziyasa, and the Seifa, these first three cases are all exactly the same principle. He's going from point A to point B. The count of the 30 days starts when he hits point B, and now he has gone to point B and come back within 30 days. Therefore, batel tano. That's all three cases are saying the same idea. And Rashi points out in tano batel, because klomar, the chiddush over here is, v'shuv ein kosher legarishbo. This get is no longer a good get to go and give. If he hadn't gotten to point B, so then the clock never started. And this is still a valid get. Could be a valid get for 5 years. He never got to point B, so the clock never started. But here, the clock starts once he gets to point B. And then, he has 30 days. If he gets back from point B, whether it's Antifras, whether it's Kfar Usnoi, or whether it's Akko, he got back within 30 days of getting to that place. And therefore, this is the way you understand the Mishnah. The Tanai is batel, and it's not a valid get. All three cases are telling us the same thing. Then the Mishnah concludes and says, if a man says to his wife, Harei zegitech kozman she'evar mi keneged ponecha shloshim yom, this will be a valid get if I'm gone from you, from mi ponecha, mi keneged ponecha, for 30 days. So here you would think that if he hasn't left it for 30 days, it should not be a valid get. So here, the Mishnah tells us, he goes and comes, and he is not gone from it for 30 days. So one would have said, it's not a valid get. But here it says, he wasn't alone with her. In other words, he didn't have relations with her. So it is a valid get. Harei is a get. And one teretz that the Gemara will give is because when he said, kozman she'evor mikhaneged panecha, it meant that we won't have relations for 30 days. And if we don't have relations for 30 days, then it's a valid get. So that will be the way that we'll understand the Mishnah, at least one way that we'll understand the Mishnah. First, we start off with the first three cases. The case we went to the Galil to Antifras, and then he went to second case to Yehuda in Kfar Usnoi, and the third case went Chutz La'aretz to Akko. And we'll ask on these cases the following question. Lememra, so the Gemara starts off and tells us that implies that the Antifras in fact is Begolil. He went from Yehuda to Antifras, which we're seeming to say is the Galil. So then, Havakaima, that the Antifras Begolil Havakaima, that's where Antifras is in the Galil. But that doesn't seem to be correct because Urmini, we have another Bryce that says Antifras is a Be Yehuda. And in fact, the same thing, Ukfar Usnoi, which we said seems to be when he went from the Galil to Yehuda, he went to Kfar Usnoi. That implies that Kfar Usnoi is in Yehuda, but the Bryce says Ukfar Usnoi Begolil. So what's going on over here? and only the area between them, between Antifras, which we're now saying is in Yehuda, and Kfar Stoy, which we're now saying is the Galil, that area in between them, Beintayim, Meitilin also Luchumra, Megureshes, and we turn to Ayin Vav Lamedes, Vein Megureshes. There, that's a limbo. So we're not sure if he reached in the area in between. Did he leave Galil to Yehuda? Did he leave Yehuda to the Galil? That we don't know. So we have to give him the worst case scenario. Maybe you're divorced, maybe you're not divorced. The woman in this situation has to be the worst of both situations, because if that area in between Kfar Usnoy and Antipras is in fact the other area, so then the get in fact is a valid get. But maybe it's not, and therefore the get's not a valid get, so we have to treat her as being possibly divorced and also possibly still married. So therefore, all of the usual scenarios that we have with the suffix over here is going to apply to this woman. But the bottom line is, we see that while we thought that Antipras, in fact, was in the Galil, now we're saying that Antipras is, in fact, in Yehuda. And that which we said, Kfar Usnoy, we thought was in Yehuda, in fact, Kfar Usnoy is in the Galil. So what's going on over here? So Abai answers both the Reisha and the Mitzvah, so these two cases with the following explanation, which we'll repeat again with Akal. Amar Abai, Trei Tanoi Kamala. No, the way we understood the Mishnah is incorrect. It wasn't that when I get to this point B, that's where the 30-day clock will start. No, that's wrong. Trei Tanoi Kamala. This was actually what the Mishnah is talking about. Now we're changing around the understanding of the Mishnah. E Mitina Le Galil, he said in the first scenario, if I go to the Galil, boom, your get is in fact a get. No 30-day waiting period. The first statement was, if I go to the Galil, you are divorced. The second statement was, and even if I don't go to the Galil, if I tarry on the road for 30 days without coming back home, don't come back home, then also, two separate unrelated tanoim were said in regards to the first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah. And therefore, in both of these cases, if he gets to Antipras, which we just said in the Braisa, is in fact in Yehuda. So he didn't go from Yehuda to the Galil. He still is in Yehuda. And therefore, we don't have the automatic kicking in of the get by going to the Galil. The lo le Galil mata, by going to Antipras, he didn't go to the Galil. So therefore, that doesn't kick in that she's divorced because he went to the Galil. And since he didn't stay, Nami Yishtai, it's lost in Yomim, since he didn't go and tarry for more than 30 days, so therefore that second tonight doesn't kick in, that it took him 30 days to come back. So therefore, he didn't go to the Galil, he didn't tarry 30 days, and therefore, Batel to know. And the same exact thing applies with the Kfar Usnoy situation. He said that if I go to, in fact, Yehuda from the Galil, so then the get kicks in right away. But he didn't go there because Kfar Usnoy is not in Yehuda. It's still in the Galil. So he didn't fulfill the first part of Tanai. And he also didn't tarry for 30 days. He didn't fulfill the second part of the Tanai, that if I delay 30 days, it's a valid get. So he didn't go to, in fact, the Galil in the first case with Antipras. He didn't go to Yehuda in the second case with Kfar Usnoy. And therefore, the first parts of the Tanai weren't fulfilled. And he didn't tarry 30 days. So both of the cases, the second part isn't filled in. And therefore, Abaye says, that's why in scenario 1 and 2 in the Mishnah, it is not a problem of the get being a good get. And in fact, to know a batel, he didn't fulfill either tonight, and therefore it's not a good get. And likewise, in the third part of the Mishnah, same exact thing with Akko. When we said, Harei Zagitech and Lo, Bosi Mikan, Vyash Shloshim Yom V'chulei, and he went to Chutz Laaretz, and we thought Akko was Chutz Laaretz, so therefore, he didn't tarry for 30 days. So Gemara says, Lameimah, that implies the Akko B'dina Sayang Kaima. That implies that Akko is outside of Eretz Yisrael, but that's not true. V'amar Rav Safra, when Rav Safra said, Kiavu Miftarei Rabbanim Me'adadi, when the rabbis would go and escort each other out from where they were going, and they would escort them back to Babel, on the way back out of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't go beyond Akko because those people didn't want to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz. You see, they went to Akko. Akko is in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you can't say that Akko is in Chutz Laaretz. So therefore, we have the same kasha we had before. Why do we say that Tanai was Batel? So Gemara says, in fact, Amar Abaye, the same terrors as he gave for the first two scenarios of Antipras and Kfar Usnoy, Amar Abaye, Trei Tanoi, Karmelo. No, there are two separate Tanoim over here. Number one, Imatinum Dina Sayam, Lealta Levigita. If I go to Chutz Laaretz, the get should be effective immediately, not a delay of 30 days. And Imish Tahina, Be'orachot, Tlosin Yomim, Velo Asina. And the second Tanai was, in case I tarry on the road for more than 30 days without coming back, also Levi Gita. And neither of these two was filled. And therefore, Higi Ali Akko V'chazar, if he went to Akko, which is still in Eretz Yisrael, V'chazar, Delo Mimdinas Hayam Mata. He never went to outside of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the first Tanai doesn't kick in. And V'lo Ishtayuyin, Ami Ishtayit, Los Yom, and he didn't tarry for 30 days. And therefore, the second part of the Tanai doesn't fit in. And therefore, Bato Tanai, the get doesn't take effect because neither time, either way, he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't tarry for 30 days. Neither Tanai was fulfilled, and therefore the get is Tano Batel. And the get could still be used, theoretically, because the get is still a valid get. The Tanai, the woman isn't divorced, but the get hasn't lost its ability to be a get at this point in time, because Tano was Batel. The Tanai never was fulfilled. But certainly the woman is not divorced. Then we quote the Mishnah and said, Harei Zegiter, Kozman Sheva Vechule. The man tells his wife that this should be a get if I don't come back within 30 days, and he's back and forth in 30 days. And yet we said that it is a valid get, that the Tanai was fulfilled. Now how come? Follow other. He wasn't away for 30 days. So as I mentioned, here we have Teretz number one. Amar Rav Huna, my panayich, when it said over here in the Mishnah that it should be a valid get, kol zman she'evor micheneged panecha shloshim yom, what does that mean? It's a euphemism for tashmish. Panecha is tashmish. I correlate panayich. Why is it called panayich instead of tashmish? Because we refer to a nice clean lashon. Lishno ma'alya noka. We use a nice lashon as opposed to saying relations. So we say panecha in front of you. So therefore, it really meant that if I don't have relations with you in 30 days, then it'll be a valid get. And he didn't have relations with him in 30 days, even though he was with her back and forth, but he never had relations with her. He wasn't alone with her, and therefore the Tanai is in fact a completed Tanai. He didn't have relations with her in 30 days, and therefore the woman is divorced. Harei Zeget. That's what the Mishnah said. Ho, lo yisnachima, harei Zeget. Okay, now, that's teretz number one. We're not going to disprove that. That's a perfectly good teretz. Rav Yochanan Amar, a second teretz. Notice it doesn't say Amar Rav Yochanan. It says Rav Yochanan Amar, which is a second teretz. So Rav Yochanan Amar, in fact, you could understand the words as they literally meant. La'olam panayich mamish. It meant that he was in her presence. However, read carefully the end of Mishnah. Miktane harezu migureshes. Does it say at the end of the Mishnah, ho lo siachlimo harezu migureshes? No. It says hareze get ktani. It says that it is a valid get, meaning the lo heve get yashan, the chiddush of Yochanan is that you might have thought that since he comes back and forth, he might have been alone with her, and then it would make it into a get yashan. We've already said many times in this mesechta that a get yashan is a get that was written out, but then the husband was alone with the wife. We have to be concerned that he was essentially mevatel the get by having relations with his wife, and therefore a get yashan is no good. Now this works with the Rabbanan, because we're concerned that he'll not yet have divorced his wife, but he'll sleep with her, she'll have children, and then those children will grow up, and they'll see, wait a second, the date on the get is 5 months before we conceived, or some months or time before we were conceived, so we were born out of wedlock, and that would cast aspersions on the children. And therefore, the rabbi said, a get yashin is no good. So there, the Mishnah is telling us that this is not a get yashin, the lo have a get yashin, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And therefore, for the entire 30-day period of time, if he's coming and going, you're right, it's not a good get, but it's not a get yashan. And it's only if a 30-day period ever goes by without him coming and going, then the get is a valid get to be given to her, hevigita. The get then will take effect. It isn't ruined as being a get yashan. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, and Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan. And we have a brice in support of Rabbi Yochanan's understanding. The brice says exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan's an Amora. He didn't necessarily know all the brices. And here we have a brice, and it said exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said on his own. The Braisa says, Harei Zegiter, Kozman She'evor Mineged Ponayich Shloshim Yom. The Braisa states our case. The man says to his wife, this will be a valid get if I don't come back to you in 30 days. And meanwhile, Holechubah is coming and going for the entire 30-day period of time. So, but since he wasn't Misyachid with her, so therefore it's not a get Yashan. And therefore, Harei Zeget, Uleget Yashan in Choshim. It's still a valid get to be given, but it's not a get Yashan. And therefore, Sharilo Nisyachidimah, it doesn't lose its status of being a good get because he never was Misyachidimah. And therefore, the get is a potentially good get if he gives it to her. And then if he ever does stay away for 30 days, then the get kicks in. Or he could give it to her right now and say, this get is a valid get from right now. And that would be still a good get. It's not a get Yashin. It doesn't have to be rewritten a new get. Well, questions and says, wait a second. Why don't we say we're concerned? Maybe when he was back, he's coming and going. Maybe he was alone with her, and they made up. And he says, okay, I don't want the get. And maybe they had relations, even though we don't know it for sure. Maybe they made it into a get yashan, and the get is not a good get. So what it says, because Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, Hachi Amar Abba Mari, so did my father Rav Huna say, Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav, that we're dealing over here, why aren't we concerned about Shema Pius? When he came back, maybe they made up, because Biomer, because the husband writes, or he says, Nemenes Olai Lo Mashlo Basi, she is believed to say that I didn't come back. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned that maybe I came back. She is believed to say, no, I didn't come back. If I say I came back, and she says, no, you didn't come back, she's believed. I'm giving her an emonis. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned, B'leichush Shema P'yes, because he's giving her believability. And if she says, no, you didn't come back, he has admitted beforehand that you should believe her and not me. Now, this statement over here of Rabba Bar Rav Huna in the name of his father Rav Huna, in the name of Rav, was said on this brisa. Others learned it, that this statement was made on the Mishnah. This statement of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, in the name of his father, in the name of Rav, was said on our Mishnah. What is that? Now, it's really the next Mishnah that we're going to learn. It's the Mishnah we're going to learn in a few moments at the bottom of this daf. If the husband says to the wife, this is your get, may achshov im lo basi, it should be a get from right now. If I don't return im lo basi, mikam v'ad yud beis chodesh, if I don't come back within a 12-month period of time, from now till 12 months, and then Nebuchi dies, umeis v'toch yud beis chodesh, so the Mishnah is going to tell us, harei a get. That is a valid get, because he has miachshov. And therefore, when he doesn't come back in 12 months, so it's clear that the get was, in fact, retroactively a good get at the time that it was given. Now, Gemara says, why aren't we concerned with Lech Hashem of P.A.'s? Maybe he came back during this 12-month period of time before he died, and he was Mavatal to get. Why aren't we concerned about that? And on this, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hochi Amar Abba Mari, Mishmei de Rav, Rabba Rav Huna said that my holy father said in the name of Rav, my master, my father said in the name of Rav, but Omer, we're dealing over here, that he gave the wife Nemanus, Nemanus Olai Lo Mashlo Basi, that she is believed over me. If I come and contradict her and say, oh no, I came back and we were Mephias and it gets not a valid get, but she says, no, you never came back, so I'm telling you a priori that she's to be believed over me, and therefore that's the reason why we're not concerned about Shema P.A.'s. Now the Gemara says, Man de Masi Lo Masina, according to the Ika de Masi that we just said, that this goes on the Mishnah, so Kol Shekein HaBraisa, it certainly goes, if the statement of Rabba Bar Rav Huna in the name of his father, the name of Rav, went on the Mishnah, where there was no mention of him coming back at all, so then certainly, Kol Shekein HaBraisa, as Rashi says, it certainly would go on the Braisa in that situation, because the Braisa, we know that he was coming and going, because he was with her, Holechuba. And therefore, we know that he was there, and nevertheless, we're not going to be concerned about Shema Pies, if in the Mishnah, where we don't know that he's there, so certainly, in the Braisa, where we do know that he's there, it would be a case where we're going to believe the wife over the husband, because the husband said, I want you to believe the wife over me. So certainly, in the case where we know he's coming back and forth, you must make this special statement, Nemenes Olai Lo Mashlo Lo Basi. If you're in the Mishnah, where we don't know he came back, you have to make it. Certainly in the Braisa, you'd have to make it. But the other way around, however, Avo, Man de Masli Lo Abraisa, but the one who learned it only going in the Braisa, the first version that we had, so maybe in the Braisa where we know, Holech Uba, over there you have to say it. Abu Masnisa, maybe not. Holowasa, since we have no independent knowledge that he came back, there's no evidence that he came back, maybe in that situation she would be believed, even if he didn't give her Nemena Salai Loma Shalom Basi. Okay, let's go right to the next Mishnah, the last Mishnah in this Perek. The Mishnah tells us, Hareza Gitech, Im lo basi mikan v'ad yud beis chodesh, umeis v'toch yud beis chodesh, ain't no get. This is what we just learned a minute ago. So, here's that Mishnah. If a man tells to his wife, this will be your get if I don't return him in 12 months, and then he never dies in the 12 months. He obviously ain't returning at the end of the 12 months. Nevertheless, it says it's not a get, ain't no get. Now, the reason for this, Rashi says, is because he didn't say me achshav, as we see in the next line in the Mishnah. Hareza gitech me'achshu, but if he told his wife, this is your get right now, so therefore, in lo basi mikam v'ad yud beis chodesh, if I don't come within 12 months, umeis v'toch yud beis chodesh, hareza get, then it is a valid get, because he says it should take effect me'achshu. The working over here is that the Tanakama, over here in our Mishnah, says, if you don't say me'achshav, so then it only takes effect at the end of the 12-month period of time. But if he dies before, then it's a get li'achamisa, and it's no good. That's why the reisha over here says it's no good. Ain't no get. But in the sefer, when he says me'achshav, so then it retroactively takes place me'achshav, even if he doesn't come back at the end of 12 months, because he died at 6 months, or any time before 12 months, so then nevertheless it's a valid get, because he said me'achshav. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Now, we'll seem to have another case where the Tanakhama is identical, but then now we're going to argue with Rav Yossi. The Gemara will say, does Rav Yossi argue on the Reish or not? But we'll see he doesn't. In any event, now we have the second set of circumstances in the Mishnah. Im lo basi mikan v'yad yud b'chodesh, man says, here's your get to my wife. He says the Lashon, im lo basi mikan v'yad yud b'chodesh, if I don't come back within 12-month period of time, I'm telling these people, kisvu, go and write a get, implying go and write a get after the 12-month period of time, usnu get lishti, and go give it to my wife after the 12-month period of time. And in fact, in this situation, the Tanakhama says, kosu get betoch yud beis chodesh, v'nosu liachal yud beis chodesh, if they didn't follow his instructions. He seemed to be saying, because he said, im lo bosi mikavi adi beis chodesh, only then kisvu utnu get lishti. So the Tanakhama seems to say that it must both be written and handed over after 12 months, ain't no get. If they didn't listen, and they wrote it before the 12 months, so they didn't follow his instructions, and therefore it's not a valid get. But if he didn't say it in this order, he said, kisu usnu get liishti. He first said, go and write and give a get to my wife, and then he adds, im lo basi mikan v'yad yud beis chodesh. So this is exactly the same case as we just said, but the order is reversed. In the first part of this second section of the Mishnah, he said, im lo basi mikan v'yad yud beis chodesh, then kisu utnu. And now, in the second part of this mitziyasa, of this second set of cases, he says, kisu usnu get. And then he says, "In lo basi mikanad yud beis chodesh." So here the Tanakhama says no difference. Kosu b'tolk yud beis chodesh v'nosu achav yud beis chodesh ain't no get. Tanakhama says it makes no difference which order he gives it. Whether you said basi mikanad yud beis chodesh and then kisu tnu, or you said kisu tnu and then basi liachav mikan v'yad yud beis chodesh. Both cases ain't no get. But here Rav Yossi argues on the second case. Rav Yossi omer kozeh get. In the second case, it is a valid get, as the Gemara will explain, because he first said, go and kiss for utnu, before he said, im lo basi mikan adi b'yad chodesh. So in the second scenario of the second set, he is in fact following, Rav Yossi is following that he first said kisu tenu. So as long as the tenu is after 12 months, but the kisu could be even before 12 months. So he argues, Rav Yossi argues with the Tanakhama, but only on this second scenario, not on the first scenario of the second set. Then the Mishnah continues, if in fact, Rav Yossi omer kozeh get, fine. Now kosu liachar yud beis chodesh, but if they wrote it after yud beis chodesh, so then everybody agrees it's a valid get, but when it's given, the husband still has to be alive. If they wrote it after 12 months, so even the Tanakhama says it's perfectly good, but the Nasr Liachid Mishodesh, they gave it, but they don't know when the husband died. Umeis, the husband died, we don't know it was before or after the get was delivered. So, the Mishnah tells us, Ima get, kodum lemisa, if the get was given before the guy died, then it's a valid get. I raise a get. Even the Tanakhama agrees that it was written after 12 months, and given after 12 months before the guy died, so then it's a valid get. I raise a get. However, the Amisa Kabbalah get, it was written after 12 months, given after 12 months, but by the time it was finally given, the husband already died. So let's say it was written at 13 months, and it was given at 14 months, but the husband died at between the 13th and 14th month. So then, it's not a good get. The Amisa Kabbalah get, ain't no get because it ain't get le'achar Amisa. And if you don't know, v'meni yadua, so then, zui sha'amu megoresh has been megoresh. This is, again, that limbo situation. We have to be concerned that it is a valid get, but we also have to be concerned it's not a valid get, and you have the worst of both worlds, as we've already explained multiple times. Mara starts off and says, Tana, we learned in the following braisa, Rabosenu hitirua linase. The Chachamim in this braisa disagreed with the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. The Tanakhama of our Mishnah said, if you didn't say meyachshav, it's not a valid get. And in the braisa, they said, the Rabosenu hitirua linase. They gave her, even though, as Rashi says, the Avol God, the Lo Omer meyachshav, even in the very first case of the first section of the Mishnah, where the Tanakhama in the Mishnah said, ain't no get, the Chachamim disagree, the Chachamim say it is a valid get. Now, who are these Chachamim? Mon Rabosenu. So Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. We have a machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Bei Dina Disharu Mishra. This is the famous Beis Din that permitted the oil of an Akum. Remember I mentioned previously, this was a gzera that was originally put on the Klai Yisrael, that you shouldn't go and have oil of an Akum, just like you shouldn't have the Pas of an Akum, shouldn't have the Gvin of an Akum, shouldn't have the Chol of an Akum, etc. So they said, don't have the oil of an Akum to prevent assimilation, to prevent all sorts of potential problems of Avodah Zarah, as well as assimilation. So the Beis Din originally said, don't use the oil of an Akum. It was found to be too difficult a gzera to uphold, and therefore they subsequently retracted it. So the Beis Din, Bei Dina, the Sharu Mishra, that permitted the oil after it was Asur, so They are the ones that are the Chachamim over here. Rabbi Seinu Itiru Linasi, is that based in? Because, why? Savre lo ki Rav Yossi. This Chachamim held like Rav Yossi. What's the Shita Rav Yossi that we had previously? The Omar Zmano Shoshtar Muchiach Lo. The fact that the Shtar has the date written into it. So in the first case over here, the man gave a get to his wife, and it says, today is Aleph Adar. And he says, if I don't come back within 12 months, by next Aleph Adar, so then it's a valid get. So it says it in Aleph Adar. Rabbi Yossi holds that that is enough to be as if it was Me'achshav. And therefore, even though he didn't say Me'achshav, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, which is how this Rabbi Seinu, Hitiru Linase, held like Rabbi Yossi, says that the time, the date in the Shtar is Mochiach, that that is as if he said Me'achshav. The Tanakhama of a Mishnah doesn't hold like that. Oh, that's the Machlokis. Tomorrow says, how do we paskin? So the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Abba, who is the son Bered Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who's the son of Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, who said over the name of Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and he said that this Beis Din, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, was the one in charge of that Beis Din. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah was the grandson of Rabbi, but no, he was the son of Rabbi Gamliel, Shabbat Gamliel, who was the son Bar of Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and he was the one Hora. He passed that it's a valid get, the woman is divorced, and she now can go marry whoever she wants to. So he, in fact, paskined over here like Rav Yossi, and that the woman would be divorced and allowed to marry whoever she wants. That's how Rav Yehuda Nesiyah paskined. He was Hora that way. Rashi tells us that he was Hora specifically to say, Shetehei Muteris, so she's allowed to go marry somebody else. However, V'lo Hodu Lo Kol Siyaso, or others say, V'Armi Lo Kol Sho'aso. They both mean the same thing over here. Either Siyato means his colleagues, his chaverim, or it means kol shasu, all of his lifetime, nobody agreed with him. That is what the opinion of Rab Abba, Bered Rav Chiya, said over in the name of Rav Yochanan, disagreeing with Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that the Beis Din, which included Rav Yehuda Nesiyah, they paskin like Rav Yossi. Whereas Rav Yochanan said only Rav Yehuda Nesiyah paskin like Rav Yossi, and the Beis Din, Siyato, didn't agree with him, and others say, all of his lifetime, they didn't agree with him. Now, this is a machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, as to how we paskin. Do we paskin like this brisa that we brought down, which holds like Rav Yossi, or do we paskin like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah? So Amalei Rav Elazar, Lahu Saba, Rav Elazar told a certain old man, now, sometimes Lahu Saba means Elio, but here it clearly doesn't, because here they're talking about an old man that was a member of this Beis Din of Rav Yehuda Nesiyah. When you went and permitted the Sharu Mishcha, so you were part of that Beis Din, that same Beis Din, the Sharu Mishcha that permitted the retraction of the original oil of Akum Gezeira that originally was forbidden, but now you permitted it. You were a member of that Beis Din. When you permitted La'alter Shirisua, when you said that this woman could go and get married because the get was a good get, because we hold like Rav Yossi that the Shtar, the date in the shtar is Manu Shostar is Mochiach. So did you allow her Li Alto Shirisua to let her get married right away? Oh, Li Achar Shnei Masachor Shirisua. Did you wait, make her wait till the 12 months are up? Even though the husband died, did you make her wait till the 12 months are up? That's the question that was asked of this Hau Saba, who's part of that Beis Din. More we'll ask in a moment. Well, why don't you ask for our Mishnah? In any event, we'll explain that in a minute. No. The question is as follows. Do we say Li'alto Shirisua that they went and permitted the woman to go get married when her husband died? Because obviously the Holowasi ain't coming back. And since we said Me'achshav, even if he didn't state so, the Zman and the Shtar is Mochiach. So therefore, it's Me'achshav. And therefore, since the husband is definitely coming back, not coming back, Nebuch, he's dead. So therefore, she should be able to get married right away. And you don't have to wait till the end of the 12 months. Or, Odilma, Li'ach Yud Beis Choli Shirisua, only after the 12 months are up. Because that's technically when the Tanai is fulfilled. Da Ikayim Le Tanai, because only then, technically, is the Tanai fulfilled. Tells us this, but he ain't coming back. So what's our concern? The Tanai is fulfilled because we know for a fact he's not coming back. So Tosus explains, in Dibur Maskil, Da Ikayim, says we have to be concerned that other people won't know that. And other people mistakenly think that you don't have to wait the full 12 months in another case. And they'll think that you can let her go and get married right away. So here, it's only because he died, but they won't know that, and therefore, we always make you wait 12 months. That's the two sides of the coin. That's the question that Rulaza asked to the Hau Saba. And where it says, why didn't he ask it on the Mishnah? With Yibayle Masnissen, why didn't Rulaza ask Hau Saba about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said the same thing. The Tanakhama always says, "Me'achshav lo bosi mikam yad Reb Yitzchok." So you should have said in that situation, "Umeis v'toch Reb Yitzchok." There he said "Me'achshav." So it's the same thing as Reb Yossi, who assumes that it's always "Me'achshav" by the zman and the shtar being mochiach. But he could have asked the same question on the Mishnah, where it says clearly when he says "Me'achshav" and then he dies within 12 months, it's a valid get. Everybody's a get. So why didn't he ask "La'al tehavei the holo wasi o dum le'achshav Reb Yitzchok doi kindly tonight"? So we could have asked the same question on the Mishnah. Why did he ask it on the Brisa? It's much stronger to ask the question on the Mishnah. Shmuel says 100% in a Hanami. He could have asked it on the Mishnah. But since this house Saba was part of that based in, Mishum Da'avi Ba'u Maisa, so therefore Rabbi Elazar asked him specifically, what did you guys do? But if he hadn't been part of the based in, you could have asked the question on the Mishnah. Now, how do we paskin? So Gemara says, we have a machlokis only in a very specific scenario. Amar Abaye says, Hakol Modim, in fact, everybody agrees, including Rav Yossi, where the husband specifically instructed that we are going to be divorced, you're going to be divorced only in the morning when the sun comes up, when the sun comes up in the morning. That's how Rashi explains it. So when the get will take effect when the sun comes up, so then the woman, we turn to Ayin Zayid Amud Aleph, the woman is only divorced. L'chi Nafka Kamala. He specifically stated. And even Rav Yossi would say, despite the fact that the shtar, the zman and the shtar is mochiach otherwise, no, it's only when the sun comes up that she will in fact be divorced. Because he specifically states so. And therefore it nullifies, even according to Rav Yossi, this idea. And therefore, L'chi Mayis Balayla, if he were to die that night before the sun comes up in the morning, she's an Amana and not a Gerusha. How they get Liachamisa, the get would only take effect in the morning after he's dead, and there is no such thing as a get Liachamisa, and therefore she would in fact be a Almana and not a Gerusha in that scenario. But if he had used the Lashon Al-Menash Tetzei Chama Minartika on the condition that the Chama comes out, so then that implies, according to Rav Yossi, Me'achshav Kamala, and therefore that would be, therefore, a valid get me'achshav. Because here it specifically says al-menas, and not only Rav Yossi, but everybody agrees. The Amar Rav Huna, now here the gear so we have is Amar Rav. However, we previously pointed out, it really should be Rebbe. Now, I will tell you, if you look in most Gemaras, including the Art Scroll Gemara, and most of the older Shas, so it says on the side, a printer's error. It says on the side, right next to the Gemara, with the asterisk, it says Tzarich Lomar Rav. But that's exactly what it says. So if you look in the brand new Oz Vahad, the Gemaras, so it should be Tzarich Lomar Rebbe. And that's in fact the Girsa that we had previously. If you see on the Soros Hashas, he points out all the other places. So it really was a statement of Rav Huna Amar Rav. And Rav Huna Amar Rav said that everybody agrees when he uses the Lashon of Almanas, Kol Omer Almanas, Ke Omer Miyachshav Domi. So there's no machlokas in that case. There's no machlokas in the case where he specifically states it should only be in the morning when the sun comes up. So even Rav Yossi would say the Zman is not mochiach in that situation. And everybody agrees when you say Almanas that it means as if you said Miyachshav Domi. So even the Chacham would agree. So there's no machlokas in those cases. The only place is the machlokas between the Chacham and Rav Yossi, between the Tanakhama of Amishna and the Rabbi Seinu in the Braisa that hold like Rav Yossi, the only time lo nechlegu ella be'im teitze, when you use the lashon of if the sun comes out, be'im tinse chama minartika. Mar sovar lo, the Rabbi Seinu in the Braisa, so they hold mar sovar lo ki Rav Yossi. They're the ones that hold like Rav Yossi. The omar zmano shoshtar mochiach lov in that situation. V'havi le kin mehayom imati. It's no different than if you said Mehayom or Meyachshav. However, the Tanakham of Amishnah Ma'ar lo sovar lo k'Rav Yossi. He doesn't know like Rav Yossi. V'havalei ki'im mati greida. He's saying that it means no, if I die. And therefore, it's a get achamisa, and that's not a valid get. And that's why the Tanakham of Amishnah says it's not a valid get. Okay, that's the machlokas between the Tanakham and Rav Yossi. Okay, now the Gemara continues and says, Kisus nu get li ishti im lo bosi mikam v'ad yud v'yitzchorish. And then we have the second case over here in the second set, kosu v'chulei. So the only difference, according to Tanakhama, was the order. And the Tanakhama didn't make any such distinction. He said in both situations, it's not a valid get because the guy didn't fulfill. The Edim, they wrote the get within the 12-month period of time. It doesn't make a difference if you said kisus nu first or you said kisus nu second. But Rav Yossi only argued in the second scenario where he said kisu tnu first, and then he said im lo basi mikam v'ad yud v'yitzchok. So the question the Gemara is asking is, did he just mention it by the second case, but he also argued on the first case? Amli Rav Yemel or Ravashi. Rav Yemel asked the Ravashi. Leimu kasav Rav Yossi. Maybe Rav Yossi really argues on both cases. And kosav get al tenai kosher, because he says when the Edim were being told to write it, the person doesn't care when they write it. It's only tenu, it has to be after the 12 months, but the writing could be even within the 12 months. The Gemara says, no. In fact, that's not the case. Rav Yossi is only arguing on the second scenario, not the first scenario. Why? Lo. Because the Olam Enlecha Possel. He says, unless you follow what they tell you, it's possible. But here, in the second scenario, B'shayni Yehocha, it's different because Midahav Leila Meimra, if they really cared, they should have said, Imlo Bossi first, and then Kisu Tenu. But since we all my kisu to do, and then in Lobosi, so obviously, this is what they're saying. We don't really care when you write it. The husband is saying to the Eidim, I don't care when you write it. Kisu me actually, can you even write it right now? However, make sure you don't give it to do in Lobosi if I don't come back by 12 months. But the Tanakhama, the Rabbanan, lo shnachi, they say, lo shnachi, it makes no difference which way you say it. It means the same thing, that you can't write it before 12 months are up, and if you wrote it before 12 months are up, it's not a valid get. Okay, I will conclude the parak with the following. Tanu Rabbanan, we learn the following bright saw. What happens if a person says that this should be a valid get, but he says, li'achar shavua. Rashi explains, li'achar shavua means after the Shemitah. Ze gitech in lo, ovo li'achar shavua zu, meaning Shemitah zu. So, we have to wait, Rashi continues, mamtin in lo, shana. That's what it means, li'achar shavua shana. You have to wait into the eighth year, because shana shminis, the entire eighth year, is considered Achar Shavua. So therefore, if a man says this should be a get to his wife, if I don't come back until after the Shemitah, so it means after the entire first year after the Shemitah. That's what it means. Now, if he says this should be a get, if I don't come back, li'achar shana, after a year, so what does that mean? You have to wait till the Chodesh after that year. And if he says this should be a valid get, and if I don't come back, li'achar Chodesh, it means you have to wait until the first Shabbos after that month. So now, that's, we've stated these things. When you say li'achar shmita, it means till after the completion of the eighth year. Li'achar shana means after the completion of the first month. Li'achar chosh means after the completion of the first week. So what happens if he says li'achar Shabbos? This should be a valid get if I don't come back after Shabbos. How long do you have to wait in that situation? So Yosef Rav Zeira commanded Rav Asi. Rav Zeira said the name of Rav Asi. V'yami lo Rav Asi commanded Rav Yochanan. Others say it was Rav Asi who said it in front of Rav Yochanan. And the Kamar, and they explained that when you say after Shabbos, so the next time period is the start of the next week, but we view Shabbos as if it's in the middle of the week. So, v'komar, chad b'shaba utrei utlasa are considered basa shabasa. We view Shabbos as if it's in the middle of the week, and therefore, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are pre-Shabbos. Shabbos is in the middle of the week, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, until Tuesday by Shkia, is considered the end of Shabbos, the end of the week. And therefore, either Rav Zeira said the name of Rav Asi, or Rav Asi said the name of Rav Yochanan, that if a person says the get should be effectively achar Shabbos, so it means you have to wait until Tuesday Shkia in order for the husband doesn't come back by then, that it's a valid get. And we find this in other places as well, because Arba v'chamishu mali Shabbata kami Shabbata, considered the preceding days before the next Shabbos, we view according to this counting system, not that Sunday's day one, Monday's day two, and Friday's day six, and Shabbos is day seven, but we view as Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are days 1, 2, and 3. Shabbos is day 4. And Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are 5, 6, and 7. We find this din not only over here. We find this din in regards to Shtai Mikra V'yecha Targum, that there is an opinion that says that you can still read this week's Parsha up until Tuesday. And likewise, you can still do Havdalah up until Tuesday. So therefore, these opinions hold that Shabbos is viewed as the middle of the week. And therefore, when a person says this would be a valid get, if I don't come back, L'yecha Shabbos, you have to wait until Tuesday by Shkia. Tanya, we'll learn that we've concluded the parak with the following brayso. So Rabbi Omer, the great Yehuda Nasi, says, what happens if a person says, li'achar regel? So how long do you have to wait then? If he says, this should be a get, if I don't come back, li'achar regel. So it says 30 days, shloshim yom. Rabbi says it's 30 days. Now, Reb Chiya went out, Nofek Reb Chiya, and Darshim Mishmei the Rabbi, Vikil Sua. Reb Chiya went out and said, this is what my Rabbi, Reb Yehuda Nasi, Rabbi said. And it was said as a das yochid, and therefore he was praised by the others for saying it's a das yochid, because they hold that we don't pass like this. So it's very good that you say it's a das yochid, because people know that we don't pass like that. However, when Reb Chiya said mishmei derabim, when he said it was said not only by Rebbe, it was said by others, so then lo kilsu, they didn't praise it because they felt alma less hilchos hakavasi. They felt that halacha is not like that, and therefore it was only really a das yochid, and don't say it in the name of the rabbim because people mistakenly think that's how we paskin. If you say it's a das yochid, so then everybody will know that maybe we don't paskin like that, and therefore they praised him when he said it in the name of Rebbe alone, but they weren't happy when he said it in the name of the rabbim. With this, we conclude the beautiful seventh parak. Hadron Alecha Misha Achazu, Hadron Alecha Misha Achazu, Hadron Alecha Misha Achazu. Have a wonderful day.